Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Where was the church that you're a part of started at? To many people, that's a question maybe they've never even thought of before. Does it matter where the church was started? Philippians 4 verse 8 tells us we're to think on these things. The things of God and His Word are important, and we must only go by what the Bible says. The Scriptures do teach us where the church of the Lord was started at. I want you to listen to Isaiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 2, where God prophesies the place the church would begin. The Scripture says in Isaiah 2 and verse 2, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways.'" Notice, "For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Where is that house of God, that new kingdom going to start at? The Scriptures tell us it will go forth from Zion, and out of Jerusalem shall go forth the word of the Lord. In Micah chapter 4, we have that same prophecy recorded. God's house, God's kingdom was going to start in Jerusalem. You know, the religious world today in which we live, there are a host of denominations. None of those were planned by God. Denominationalism is contrary to the will of God, but many of these groups started in various places. For example, some may have started in Rome, Italy. Others may have started in Salt Lake City, Utah. Some in New York and other places, or in the Americas or England. Is that where God intended for the church to start? Not according to His Word. The church we read about in the New Testament was planned and prepared to start in Jerusalem. Well, did that happen? You bet it did. Jesus made that great promise. In Matthew 16, verse 18, "I will build my church." Where did Jesus build His church at? Well, He promised it would happen during the lifetime of His disciples. Mark 9, verse 1, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here today who will not taste death until the kingdom is present with power." And so He made the promise. That promise was going to happen during the lifetime of His apostles, and it happened in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2, just as God had promised, the Spirit comes upon Peter and the rest of the apostles. They are in Jerusalem on Pentecost, and Peter stands up with the other apostles, and for the very first time, they preach the gospel. "This same Jesus whom you crucified is Lord in Christ." They realize the message, and the Bible says they're cut to the heart, and they cry out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And here's the answer. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." The Bible tells us those who gladly received His word were baptized. And notice what happened. As promised by prophecy in Acts 2, verse 47. The Bible says, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved." Where did the Lord's church start at? In Acts chapter 2, in Jerusalem on Pentecost, the church you read about in the New Testament started. Now friend, is the church that you're a part of, did it start in the right place? Did it start in Jerusalem, or is it a man-made religious group started by men, controlled by men, and destined to go where the doctrines of men lead, to that place Jesus spoke of, known as hell? And so are you sure that you're a part of the church Jesus died for? If not, we encourage you, become a part of the New Testament church, started in Jerusalem by the promise of Jesus in Acts chapter 2. Have you heard the Word of God? Are you willing to believe Jesus is God's Son? Would you turn away from sin and repent? Make that good confession, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and won't you be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins so that you can be sure you're a part of the New Testament church? We hope and pray you'll do that today as we think on these things.